Should one say the blessing of Hagoymil after recovering from being sick? So as we know from the Maseches Brachos, there are four occurrences which render one obligated to recite the blessing of Hagoymil, and one of them is a person who recovered from an illness. Now the question is, which type of illness, which type of sickness, and a recovery from it, obligates one in this blessing? If a person had a cold, had the sniffles, and recovered Baruch Hashem, he should say Hagoymil? Or if he had a bad cough for months and he finally got over it, he should say Hagoymil for it? What if a person had fever, caught the flu, or some kind of respiratory virus such as COVID-19, or urinary virus or infection? When he recovers, should he say Hagoymil? So regarding this matter, we find a debate amongst the Rishonim and Poskim. The Torah in the name of the Yerushalmi, as well as the Ramban, Rashba, and the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 119, Halacha 8, rule that indeed any illness, even a non-threatening, non-life-threatening illness, which one experienced and has since recovered from, obligates one to recite the blessing of Hagoymil, thanking Hashem for his recovery. The one condition is that it must be an illness which makes him bedridden. So according to this opinion, while certainly if you merely had the sniffles or a bad cough, the blessing of Hagoymil is not to be said upon recovery, even though of course you can say your own personal gratitude and thanks to Hashem in your own personal prayer, nonetheless, if you were sick with fever, the flu, COVID, a virus, an infection to the point that you actually needed to be bedridden due to simple lack of energy, then even though it was not life-threatening at all, when you recover, you recite the blessing of Hagoymil. And practically, this is the final ruling of the Sfardim. However, the Rama is of the opinion, as rules the Torah in the name of the Ravid, that no, only if the illness was actually life-threatening or potentially life-threatening, do you recite a blessing of Hagoymil upon recovery. Examples would be any illness that is explained in Hilchos Shabbos, which allows one to desecrate Shabbos on its behalf, such as an injury to one's inner organs and the like. According to this approach, not only do you not say a blessing of Hagoymil if you just recovered from the sniffles and the cough, but even if you were bedridden due to having fever, a virus, and the like, you do not say Hagoymil unless it was deemed medically life-threatening, personally for you. Now, while the Rama concludes that this indeed is the Ashkenazi custom, we find the Taz, who offers a new approach to this debate, seemingly giving us a third option, and that is as follows. That even for Ashkenazim, if you were bedridden for 3 days and more, in which you did not have enough energy to get out of bed due to your fever and illness, then the blessing of Hagoymil is to be recited even if the illness was not life-threatening. If, however, you were able to get out of bed and walk around the house, etc., and you didn't feel stuck to your bed the whole time, within the 3 days, then a blessing is not to be recited. The reason behind the Taz's approach, he explains, is because we find in the laws of Bikur Cholim in Yeridaya that when a person is sick for 3 days, in bed, that's when people should start davening for him and arousing divine mercy on his behalf, hence showing that being bedridden for 3 days is already considered similar to a matter of sakana. Practically, how do we rule? Do we accept the Taz's approach? Or do we go straight like the Rama, an old Ashkenazi custom that if it's not considered life-threatening, then you never say the blessing of Hagoymil? So while the Mishnah Berurah in his Bir Halacha lengthens to negate the ruling of the Taz, practically the Alter Rebbe rules this way l'halacha in Seder Birchas Hanenin, chapter 13, halacha 6, and Luach Birchas Hanenin, chapter 12, halacha 12. And he states that practically one is to do as follows. If the person was sick to the point that he was stuck in bed for 3 days and more, then he is to say the blessing upon recovering, even if it is not a life-threatening illness. And this is practically the way that we rule and that one should follow. So to summarize, according to all opinions, the blessing of Hagoymil is not recited when recovering from an illness that did not make one bedridden, such as a mere headache, stomach ache, the sniffles, a cough, and the like. According to all opinions, one does recite the blessing of Hagoymil when recovering from an illness that was deemed life-threatening for him. According to Sfardim, the blessing of Hagoymel is recited any time one was sick to the point that he needed to stay in bed, even for a short amount of time until he recovered. According to Ashkenazim, one is to only say Hagoymel by a non-life-threatening illness if he was stuck in bed for 3 and more days. We will now address some questions and answers relating to this. What is the definition of being stuck in one's bed for more than 3 days? What if he gets up to go to the bathroom? So the intent is that in general you feel with a lack of energy, that you don't feel like getting out of bed throughout the 3 days. However, this doesn't mean that you don't force yourself to get up to go to the bathroom and to eat something and the like. Even if you did so, you still have to say the blessing of Hagoymel when you recover. If, however, there were times that you felt okay and you walked around your house and spent time going around and not being in bed, then that would not count towards the 3 days. Next question. What if one initially was bedridden due to the illness but took a painkiller, which helped him get out of bed? But every time the painkiller wore off, he had to go back into bed until he took a new one. So seemingly in such a case, the blessing is not to be recited, as the fact that the painkiller was able to work to the point that he was able to walk around is a sign that it was not as serious as he thought. If one was hospitalized due to the illness, must he recite the blessing of Hagoymel upon recovery? So nowhere in all the opinions that we mention is the concept of a hospital recorded. And in truth, it makes no difference. If it's a life-threatening illness, then you have to say the blessing of Hagoymel, whether you went to the hospital or not. If it's not a life-threatening illness, then once again, it all depends on were you stuck to your hospital bed or not. If you felt enough energy to walk around and you weren't stuck in bed for more than 3 days, then you do not recite the blessing of Hagoymel. If, however, you were stuck in the hospital bed for 3 days and more, then the blessing of Hagoymel is to be recited.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.